Lee Roberts, South Coast Sports Radio, with Baffin's Milton Rovers manager Louis Bell. Louis, a 4-1 win against Fleetlands tonight, but for the opening 20 minutes, your side far from had it their own way, didn't they?
Yeah, this has been happening a lot lately, Lee. They know that we're sort of top of the league, unbeaten in the league, and sides are sort of setting their stall out early, trying to put pressure on us. But again, we wear sides down. Our quality shows in the end, and fair play to Fleetlands. They've done well.
Let's talk about the game overall. It was a couple of late goals, of course, in the first half. Just talk me through the build-up in particular to those goals, Louis.
Yeah, I was pleased with the two goals at the beginning of the first half. Trying to encourage us to play football. We need to get the ball on the floor, pass the ball. And we've done that for the goals. I think some of the football we finished, the two finishes for the goals, I thought were excellent.
Got to get my negatives out of the way. Mike Mallory's obviously come on as a substitute. He's given away the penalty. From where I was on my line, it looked a penalty, but what was your view?
Yeah, it was definitely a penalty. You've got no qualms about that. I think it was a good decision by the referee. Mallory has come on, gets frustrated. He's a great character, Mike. He's been frustrated because he hasn't been playing. And I think, you know, he gets a chance to come on over-enthusiastic, really. There's no need to foul at that point. And say no problem with a penalty. It just puts a little bit of pressure back onto the boys then at 2-1. But you can see the quality we've got. The likes of Tyler Morrett, outstanding tonight again for the last three or four games. We missed him Monday through a knee injury. But as soon as I knew today that he was fit, when he phoned me and said he was fit to play, he had to go straight in.
We talk a lot about referees, of course. And what did you make of the referee's performance overall tonight?
Again, I thought the referee was terrific. I'm not one to moan about referees in linesmen, Lee, because I think they've got a hard job to do. And at the end of it, they see a game and they make a decision. I'm just trying to get our boys to respect the referees and linesmen a little bit more. I know they get frustrated. They see things a different way. And sometimes they do get it wrong. But I'm trying to lead by example on the line and not rant and rave and shout and bawl. So I'm trying to set an example, and hopefully our lads will follow.
I mean, we've seen in Conference South levels that the managers, Louis, come out and actually criticise referees and have said that they need training. But the games that we've seen in the Hampshire League, the referees have been pretty much 8 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. Why do you think it isn't the same higher up?
I just think probably the pace of the game's a bit slower in our level. Referees can get around the pitch probably a little bit more than what they can at a higher level when the balls move quicker and zipped and they miss things. So I do think that it's a terrible job to do. Both referees and linesmen, I wouldn't do it for the love or money. But someone's got to do it, and that's all part of the game. But I thought the referee was done well tonight, Al.
I will be cheeky. What did you make of a linesman?
Again, there was a few decisions there, I think, with the players sort of criticised, but I didn't have a problem with it because I think they were right decisions. I think sometimes the players do see things with rose-tinted glasses. But shouting and bawling and screaming at referees and linesmen, it's not for me, really.
Need to talk to you, Louis, a little bit about off the pitch. The new stand has been delivered. I was there this evening. Obviously, we come up. You've got a big smile on your face. It looks fantastic, and it is a real work in progress.
It's just one of them things. The reason I'm smiling because the amount of hard work that's been put in at a club, not only by myself, but Andy Kirch has come in with us. He was at Porchester, and he's come in, and he's been a breath of fresh air, really. His energy levels are right through the roof, and it boosts everybody when they see things happening. We've talked about things, but Andy seems to get things done pretty quick. But the stand's in now. I'm grateful for Halen. They've sold us their stand. It's a 120-seater. The pitch is coming on well. Kendalls have been fantastic, and Pro Roofing, they've been absolutely superb. They've backed us, and now hopefully we've got a couple of more backers to come in with us. I'm not going to say anything too much yet because it may not happen. The next thing is now the railings around the pitch and finish the dressing rooms, and hopefully we'll go well.
Let's talk about matters on the pitch. Of course, the win moves Baffins up, and they are there or thereabouts. Kevin spoke to me a few moments ago and talked about Baffins being one of four clubs that could win the league. Otterbourne, Hamble, Baffins, and of course, one other as well. Liss are up there. Where do you imagine Baffins ending up after now we've played 9-10 games per season?
Well, we finished second last year to runners-up to Hamble, and Hamble, you know, totally deserved to win it last year. They were strong all year round. I think this year is a little bit of a different kettle of fish. So Otterbourne look a very good side. Liss has made some big signings. Fenimore, Tommy Woodward, Alex Milroy, Lenny Burney, who played for me last year. So they're going to be there or thereabouts. We've just got to keep on our mettle. I only really worry about our boys. I've just signed Jamie Musselwhite. It's going to be a major signing for us, really. Get Jamie playing. We've lost Jason Parrish to Porchester, and doesn't look like he is going to come back because he's doing well at Porchester, which doesn't surprise me because I've always chomped about Jason for a few seasons now. In fact, I even encouraged Mick Jenkins to go and look at him a couple of seasons ago, and Mick didn't really want to take him, but I think there was a bit of an opportunity missed there. But Porchester have got him now as a player, and I think, you know, all good luck to him, because I like the boy. I think he's a cracking lad. But the players that we've got there now, Ches Gardner, he didn't really get much game time last year, but this year he's been practically unplayable. Say the Tyler Moritz, the Jamie Whites, the Shane Cornishies, they're all 8s and 9s out of 10s. Tyler Yates has been immense. We brought in Derek Harding, the goalkeeper from Horndean. Tony Mills, you know, sort of was our first team keeper. Tony couldn't have made the first month on work commitments and holiday commitments, but Derek's come in and done extremely well. But the likes of Sam Willett, it's not only what he does on the pitch every week, it's what he does behind the scenes. And then you've got the stalwarts like Ollie Watts, we saw in the young boy, Ashton Lee, and again in the last three or four games, you know, he excites me so much.
And Louis, I just finally want to quickly end up with the game on Saturday. Again, we move forward. Another game on Saturday. Talk to me about your upcoming fixture.
Yeah, well, games are coming thick and fast. We played Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday. So there's a few tired legs out there. I can freshen up a little bit. We have got the squad players this year that are good enough to come in. Michael Prue's come around, and I like him. I think he's going to, you know, be a good player. We've got Overton Saturday, and it'll be a tough one. It's down at their place. Now, any side that are fighting, you know, scrapping at the bottom, like Fleetlands were tonight, they will always give it their best. You know, we're always going to be a challenge. Wherever we go, people are going to want to beat us and do that extra bit to beat us. We've just got to look after ourselves, keep playing football, keep the fitness levels up, and keep winning.
Well, Louis, thank you for speaking with us at South Coast Sports Radio. We'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lee. Well done tonight for being Lino as well.
Thank you. Thanks for that.